This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Jody Cantor is a reporter for the New York Times who writes about gender and workplace issues. Her reporting about how the class divide is keeping many lower-income mothers from being able to pump milk even inspired a Vermont business startup. After reading Cantor's coverage of how so many mothers' jobs didn't provide space for nursing, Vermonter Sasha Mayer figured out a way to build private areas where women could nurse and pump milk. The project was named Mamava for Mothers on the Go. Jody Cantor will be speaking tonight at 5:30 at the UVM Davis Center at the UVM campus. All proceeds from the event go to the Vermont Women's Fund. And we're speaking with Jody Cantor now by cell phone. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jody.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've covered so many amazing stories, including the challenges working women face with young children, to workplace issues at very big companies such as Amazon. What led you to develop this beat and pursue these kinds of stories in the first place?
You know, the tough thing about doing gender stories is that you have to find the surprising ones or the ones that teach us something new because, you know, in so many ways, your listeners already know the facts, right? They understand the gap in pay equity. They look around at the corporate world and see that women are not succeeding at the same level as men. So the question with gender stories is always, what can we do to take you beneath the surface, to surprise you, to challenge your own assumptions? And so those are the kinds of stories that I tend to look for.
I wonder, too, if you are concerned about the people who are reading these stories, because it makes sense that mothers would read your stories and feel that they can relate to them. Are enough men reading these stories? Are they starting to understand the problems, the unique problems that women face, such as needing places to pump their breast milk in workplaces and such?
I would go you one further, and I would say that men are experiencing a lot of the same problems as women, certainly not the pumping problem. But when we were reporting on Amazon last year, talking about whether Amazon, while a very exciting workplace, can also be a punishing one, it was men who spoke up as much as women, and particularly it was the young fathers in the company who struck me. They felt very torn between the kind of crushing demands of a job at Amazon and wanting to be with their families. And as men and women's roles kind of converge in society, women working more and men parenting more, increasingly we're hearing the same complaints from both.
And there were changes that Amazon made due to that reporting, is that right?
So after our story was published, Amazon instituted paid paternity leave, including for their warehouse workers. So it really affects quite a lot of people.
Now, what's happening generally, Jody Cantor, in gender and workplace issues? I mean, what challenges have you seen that you're still going to be following up on that people really need to know about?
There are a lot of hidden ones that have to do with technology and the way the workplace is speeding up and becoming more pressured. And I've seen that both at the high end of the income scale, at elite companies like Amazon, and I've also seen it with low-paid workers. I wrote a story about a Starbucks worker who, like pretty much, you know, every minimum wage restaurant worker, retail worker in America, her time is controlled by this very fancy scheduling software. And what it does is that it organizes a worker's time so that they're there when the workplace needs them most. At Starbucks, it can determine when peak flow is in a given store, and it can bring that worker in and out, and it can even do it on a short-term basis. For example, if there's a big box store, they can look at weather patterns, and they can say, okay, we need more people here, you know, in 2 days because it's going to be such and such kind of day, or no, we need fewer people here on another day. For businesses, this is amazing because it's so efficient. They can, instead of just staffing the store the same way every day, they can move workers in and out in very intricate patterns. For workers, it can be terrible because they find out their schedule on a very short-term basis, and they can even be sent home from a shift if not enough is going on in a store. And so I wrote about a young woman, Jeanette Navarro, who worked at a Starbucks in San Diego and really chronicled how her life was being pulled apart because she had no predictability.
Jody, what role do you think government should be playing in all this? We've talked about private businesses, but one of the other problems I think a lot of low-income women have is the cost of diapers is incredibly expensive. And it may not seem on the face of it like that big a deal, but if you don't have diapers to provide your child with, you can't even send them to daycare, as I understand it, because they won't take that child in.
You know, the diaper problem is really upsetting, I think, to anybody who's ever taken care of a baby. And it's kind of symbolic of just how expensive it is to raise a child. There's now a discussion on the table, I think, whether, you know, diapers should be free or more highly funded. Interestingly, people are having the same discussion about tampons and other feminine care products. But I would say the most progress in terms of government action is on a different level, and that's paid family leave. Some of us get privately paid family leave from our employers if we're lucky enough to work for a company that gives us leave after we have a baby or when we have a sick parent. That's great. But for the first time now, what we're also seeing is government-mandated family leave or parental leave, meaning that employers are obligated by law to give people some paid weeks off. There are several states where this is happening. New York just passed a very progressive version of the law.
Jody Cantor, just about 30 seconds left here, but it must have been gratifying for you to learn that one of your stories actually influenced a Vermonter to start up her own company.
I can't tell you how inspired I am by the mom of our story. You know, we publish these stories, and sometimes they lead to direct action, like a change in corporate policy. But often the truth is, even in the age of social media, you're not totally sure who's reading and how they're reacting. And unbeknownst to me, Sasha Mayer and Christine Dobson spent 10 years developing these Mama Val pods. And essentially, they're the first really easy way for businesses to provide space for women to privately pump for their babies or to breastfeed their babies. And I can't tell you how inspired I was by the fact that these readers took the story so seriously and invented a solution to the problem I was chronicling.
Jody Cantor speaking tonight at the UVM Davis Center at 5:30. Thank you so much for speaking with us on Morning Edition.
My pleasure. It's great to be with you.